This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Welcome along to another episode of Sounds of the Summer, a look back on some of the biggest GAA stories which have dominated the intercounty scene over the last few months. This podcast is looking back on some of the most gripping talking points throughout what was a sensational summer of sport, and also looking ahead to what could come next. And in this episode, Derryman Anton Toole joined Off the Ball's GAA correspondent Tommy Rooney on a bonus episode of the Football Pod to talk careers, professionalism in the GAA, the AFL crossover and his Derry future.
And I'm thrilled to be joined by Anton Toole. Anton, how are you keeping?
Not so bad, Tommy. No, happy to be here, as usual.
There's a lot to talk about. It's a big weekend of football, and you've been busy yourself. Before we get to the football, I believe congratulations are in order. You graduated as a doctor in recent weeks.
Yes, 29th of June there, in the graduation ceremony, and just tied off the degree of medicine up at Queen's in Belfast here. So it's been great, I suppose, to kind of see it through to its conclusion and look forward to what the future really holds in terms of working as a doctor and whatever in the job has to offer.
That's some going, man. I'm sure the family were incredibly proud of you that day to get through it. You must be proud of yourself too. It takes a lot of effort to get through that too.
I suppose it's kind of, my family, we had it a wee bit different because I took my time out to go to Australia. I ended up in the same year of university as my younger sister. So we both graduated as doctors on the same day.
That's incredible.
So it's a big old day for the family now. So everybody was happy now with that one. It was a great occasion. So it was.
That's brilliant. So it was always in the back of the head?
Medicine?
Yeah.
Oh, no, medicine would have been probably front of the head for me, Tommy. You know, it was always something that I had intended on doing for a long time before I even went to Australia. And I got at my place in 2018 and I deferred it for 3 years while I was over there playing, and I applied for a forced deferral to try and take up the other contract that was offered at Collingwood, but I had to end up picking between the medicine and the football. And I think the career of medicine eventually won out. I think that it's something I'll be able to do for the rest of my time, and I've always been very passionate about, so I'm very fortunate to have got through it all and look forward to what it has to offer as a career now.
If I'm not mistaken, we last caught up on the 14th of June last summer in Uri. I was actually chatting to an old mucker of yours, Mickey Quinn, long for great. He was on analysis duty, and I managed to wrangle you into a post-match chat. And it was just after Derry's summer had ended to Dublin. Why weren't you there this year?
I was contacted by Kieran Mina, who was taking the team this year, and just was made aware that I wasn't part of his plans for the year coming forward. So probably around late September, early October last year when I received that phone call. And if it was up to me, it wouldn't have been the case this year, Tommy, to be honest. It's something that I would have loved to have been able to be part of, even though it wasn't probably the most successful year or what everybody was hoping for from a Derry football standpoint. You know, you still, any opportunity that you would get to represent your county, you'd have to be taking that opportunity. And unfortunately, that wasn't something that I was involved in the decision-making of this year, you know.
And is that a forever thing for you? Because you're 26 years old, you know?
Yeah. I suppose, whenever now that I've finished the degree now and I'll be starting work, the decisions have to be taken a lot more seriously whenever there's a lot of other things to impact. Like Gaelic football, with its amateur status the way it is, for me to be taking time out of my job and pushing things off and making it difficult for my colleagues in work as well, I think that it's a decision that would take a lot more gravity. I have to make a lot more decisions on. But if it's something that ever crossed my plate, that I'd never be saying no to it outright. It's something that I would have to consider and try and make work to an extent, Tommy.
Because look, let's take it in terms of raw materials. You have the size, you have the football. I can picture you. I can't remember exactly what date it was, but an early 26 strike and freeze off the deck for Queens and Sigerson football this year for two pointers as well. There's a grow for the game too, Anton. Like, there's a grow embedded in you, I'm sure, from being a kid and growing up with your dad and your family as well, heavily involved.
Sport, Tommy, has given me an awful lot in my life. there's so many opportunities in my life through sports. Will that be getting the opportunity to go out and play professionally in Australia? Will that be coming home and getting to represent my university and being part of the committees of the football back there? Gaelic Games has given me opportunities to travel to Spain this year, with Gaelic Games Europe, and I've loved every experience I've had with sport. I would never be one to shy away from the competitive nature of it either, and love the opportunity to try and probably display what talents I do have, you know. And it'd be a big thing certainly for me to say no, I've no interest in it, because it would just be a lie at the end of the day. And I think that for me going forward, it's not really in my hands, so it's up to somebody else, you know. And that's the long and the short.
Yeah, well, I think, look, Derry football has been in a funny place for the last couple of seasons, and it'd be great to see them back dining where they were, and great to see you back with them at some stage too. So we'll see what happens down the line. It'd be some shame if you weren't playing with Derry again, Anton. I'd say that one on the record. So hopefully that all gets ironed out in the wash. He's obviously off to Australia, Cobbie McDonald. You were a young man when you went over yourself, and it's like, I get the sense of a bit of collegiality between maybe some of the ex-AFL players. Some of you might still be in touch with each other. Maybe not all, but there might be a connection there with some of you. What's the words of encouragement to Kobe, or what's the feeling on where he's going with this?
Delighted for him. Like, some of my best friends in the world have came through Australian rules football. Whether that be the Aussies or whether that be the Irish fellas that are over there, they provided such a good sounding board to me whenever I was a young fellow over there. Kobe's got great role models to look up to in the AFL from an Irish point of view, who are still actively playing at the moment, between Mark and Oisin down in Geelong, Conor Nash at Hawthorn, Conor McKenna's playing great football for the Brisbane Lions at the moment, Mark Keane in Adelaide. You can go on, of all, like, Tara Joyce played a lot of good football this year. Some really, really, really good fellas out there. For me, like, people can go on about, you know, whether he stays or whether he goes. Like, until there's an element of at least some sort of, not necessarily professionalism, Tommy, but like a percentage share of the game has to start going to the players. Like, and I'm not saying that that's something that needs to happen tomorrow, but if you look at the teams that have won All Ireland's, county teams I've been involved in, compared to my father, like 100% of the boys in the Derry panel are tertiary educated. Whenever my father won All Ireland with Derry in 1983, that was really not the case. There was a few boys who'd gone to uni, but you have boys who are able to balance county football more. And I really feel that football and hurling are going to be losing talents to boys that want to play club football because they can't make it work with their job. And until there's some element of the, like, there's different numbers quoted as to what the GAA makes. If you take in the county boards, provincial councils, GAA, 250 million euro a year. You're telling me that we can only get a small percentage of that? There's a fella last year who's very, very young playing under county football, who was working full time because the county was unable to get him a job that was not manual labour. He was pulling fibre off the cable, and he had to go to training and get massages on his arms to try and get himself through training sessions. And I just see that in the future, more of those boys are going to be lost to inter-county football because they're having to sacrifice years of their life to get an education, which they might not be able to afford through at university, to get a 9-to-5 job, which pays them enough to play inter-county football. And I think that we're kind of reaching a tipping point where Gaelic football is, it's not, especially at the elite level, is probably not at the working man's game for everybody in Ireland anymore as it would have been. And I think that something needs to change, and it's Cobbie McDonald is getting an opportunity which I've been very, very fortunate to have, and something that I'll hold with me for the rest of my days. But any young man who gets the opportunity to go and play sport professionally, it's an opportunity which you'll never ever be able to turn down. Like,
It is the dream though when you're a kid to be able to play sport professionally. And I know people say nobody dreams of playing in Australia, but that's not the
I
point of
did.
it. Did you?
I did. Like, my dad went over and played. And all I
Yeah.
ever wanted to be with my dad.
Really?
That's all I. Oh, geez, I. And then you go to school, and like Christy McCaig, who went to the Sydney Swans, and Conor Glass, and everybody looked up to whenever you were at St Pat's Maharaa, was away as a six. Whenever I was 16 as well, and you have role models in front of you who are wanting to do it. I love the game. Like, I always had admiration for the game, but it's something that I genuinely look forward to maybe potentially doing it at one stage in my life.
That's
was very,
class.
very fortunate to be able to make that dream a reality. And I know that's not the case for everybody. I know that the dream to play county football is massive too, but to get to have your job, to get is to make your body and mind in the best condition possible to compete, it's an unbelievable privilege. And I think that any man is going to be mad keen for that opportunity. Like,
I don't know what the answer is, but I'm with you on that we're near the tipping point. I think there will be a tipping point to some stage. We look at cost of living, we look at the amount of effort required. And I think you even look at the season itself. Like I felt the likes of Donegal and Armagh look physically and mentally spent. Now, obviously the week-on-week structure can have an impact there, but I was at the Limerick All-Ireland final press day today, 2 days on from their Titanic semi-final clash with Clare. I don't know how those boys have recovered and are ready to go training again this week when they're doing work as well. I think we are sleepwalking a little bit in terms of what's been asked of players.
But even 100%, like Tommy, you were mentioning earlier on about what has to change regarding kind of involvement of maybe more people from a Protestant Unionist background than Orton Gaelic games. Like, you look at the city of Belfast, you look at the city of Derry. Those are two cities with massive, massive Catholic populations, which but Derry, Belfast City maybe a bit different, but Derry certainly aren't necessarily the stronghold of GAA that you would see in a lot of the cities in the south of the border. Kids up here looking to play soccer, they're looking to play professional sport, and we're losing kids who would rather go and say, even if I don't make it full time soccer, I can play semi professionally, get a bit of money in the bank, and things like that. And you're we're sleepwalking into losing more and more people. And I think that, like, we get a championship payment every year of X amount,
Of
and
a
championship
grant,
payment.
like a grant
Ah,
for, yeah.
it's a grant, I think that if you had a bit more of a distribution share of the income of the GAA to the playing group, and not necessarily it's full professional, Tommy,
I
but if you're
get you.
saying, right,
I
look, there's
get
going to
you.
be an extra, I don't know what the answer is myself, but I just see that the AFL is 28% of the income going of the sport going to the players. And I'm looking at the money the GAA is bringing in. It's not the same as the AFL, but the money that's going back to the players isn't the same either.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a full professional thing, and people get mad thinking, oh, we're going to change counties and transfer things again. That doesn't have to be the case. Just have to find a better way to dole up the money. And I
You
think
can,
we retain players more like that,
yeah, no, it's a really interesting conversation with a load of different strands that we probably need a little bit more time to get into. But the GAA will always say of every euro they earn, 83 cent goes back into clubs and facilities and the upkeep and all that sort of stuff. But there has been interesting developments in terms of the imaging and likeness rights that we've seen the GPA negotiate in recent years. So it'll be very interesting to see what road that brings us down. A very final one, and I'm only looking for a sense because we don't hear from him too often. But what does your dad, Anthony Toole, make of the new game?
Dad enjoys it. Dad really, he feels it has improved the game a lot. He's We're down. I was home there for my first weekend back. Whenever watched all the Throne game and all together, and my dad is still very engaged in the game, and probably would love to have seen these rules before and things like that. But no, he's a fan. He's a fan of what's going on,
Great to hear
for
it.
sure.
Listen, you keep up the great work. Have a great summer. Well done on the work with the World GAA Games and your graduation alongside your sister as a doctor. And enjoy the football this weekend. Anton Toholt, thanks for your
Thanks,
time.
Tommy.
We'll talk to you soon.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.